Park Project blog is ready. Laura Conaway, our editor, is in the studio. I still have a girl crush on Jill Stevens.
Well, anyone would.
I just have a regular crush.
Miss America, I just want to, for a minute, Miss America pageants, these girls and their bathing suits. I mean, she's done some amazing things with her life. Well, you know, what a good role model for little girls.
I know. Just the way that she accepts the title there is fabulous.
It's really funny. Anyway, go ahead, Laura. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So today on the blog, we're going to start on a little bit of a serious note. This so happens to be the 75th anniversary of Hitler's coming to power in Nazi Germany. And our executive producer, Sharon Hoffman, has a beautiful piece today about her family's escape. Her grandfather, Pincus Isaac, got out with his wife thanks to some timely tears on her part. And Pincus Isaac lived to be, I think, 91. He died just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He got his. And we have a piece all about it, video, photos. It's really cool. Check it out. That'll be on the website all day.
Oh, wow. I look forward to that.
The other thing that's happening is I'm continuing to wrestle with Lee Siegel, who is everywhere. He's the big gun critic who just came out with this book called Against the Machine, Being Human in the Age of the Electronic Mob. You're looking at me funny,
yes,
Rico.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He's a major cultural critic who the Times calls him swaggeringly abrasive and furious, and so I thought...
That nice man who was in here?
Yeah, that guy. He was on the show. But he's been sort of grading our blog and our Twitter feed all week.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, every day I kind of brace myself and I sit down and I say, okay, Lee Siegel, you know, how am I doing? And the first day I told him that I had tweeted over the weekend about two completely different things, about NPR calling the Democratic primary in South Carolina for Barack Obama, and another one about going out for a cupcake with my family.
All right.
Is he going to see this as frivolous? And he did caution me against mere talkativeness, and then he kind of cottoned to the cupcake. All right, here's the clip.
But, you know, the danger, of course, is that everything will just become information. You know, and you just have streams of information. Obama won the prime. That's on to the next thing. So in that sense, it's more of a exhilarating. It's more satisfying to read about your cupcakes.
I do think there's a tendency to take comfort in the concrete of the cupcake.
Yeah, that's right. It's amid all the streams of information, the relentless streams of information, your cupcake is an island refuge.
So there you have
That's
it.
That's deep. And by the
That's
way,
a John
interesting.
John Mayer song, isn't it? Your cupcake is an island.
cupcake is an island.
I've got my bick up right now. I have to tell you, I actually just posted my first Twitter feeds a little while ago, and it just most of them happened to be about wanting a brownie.
See?
So
it's
I didn't
all
realize
about food.
It, but I'm just playing for. He thinks that I'm just playing to him right now.
Well, you know, I talked to this woman once who started a big website all about food, and she said the one thing that everybody wanted at 4 o'clock, no matter what other content they threw up, was chicken. So at 4 o'clock, everybody, the numbers would spike. Everybody would come racing in to get the recipe for their chicken.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that now. See, I'm talking about cupcakes.
Chicken, nice. All that kind of. So you're going to talk to Lee Siegel again?
Yeah, Lee Siegel every day. There's a post up there from him now actually talking about Chekhovian potatoes, believe it or not. We're on sort of a food theme. But we'll see what he has for me today. And he's brilliant. He's really worth checking out.
Do you want me to Twitter him something right now?
Yeah, try him out. See if he's there. I think he's actually closing on a house today, so he might or might not.
Hi, Lee. Good luck on the house.
It's twitter.com/BPP or twitter.com/Bryant Park. Of course, our blog is npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.